For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, I haven't heard this music tune in, I don't know, at least, what, a little while? a couple of days?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're only hearing 12 times a show when Linnell Willingham is on the air. Did they play it today while you were filling in for JP and B-Mitch?
No, you know, on that side.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah,
on that,
a lot of moving
on
parts.
On that show, including to get me on the show.
Yeah, so. I mean, you and Toby together tag-teaming it for 4 hours. I listened a little bit on my way in.
Did you get our
I heard about Javonte Jean-Baptiste getting fitted for his gold jacket.
There we go.
Just like Dominique Hampton was last year at this time. Derek Forrest.
Let me tell you something about Dom Hampton.
Derek Forrest, don't forget about him, how much you loved him.
Well, now Buffalo Bill, onto a winner to a winner.
Yeah,
I'm
happy
for Derek Forrest.
Yeah, so am I.
I want to know, did you hear my extensive cap coverage? Game one coming up Monday night. Do we stick with Chucky and Net? Do we go to the more formidable Logan Thompson? My X factor for the Stanley Cup playoffs. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Wilson. I need him flying around, hitting people. Lit the lamp 33 times this year, Chris Russell. Oh, I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing. And I can't believe that you're that in tune with my resources and that's what you're choosing to do right now. Chris Russell is currently looking up what's on the front page of ESPN on the NHL page. It's the Stanley Cup playoff preview. And they happen to agree with me. The writers at ESPN happen to agree with me that Tom Wilson should be the X factor in the series.
So is that another thing you stole from them?
I don't steal.
I
aggregate.
You aggregate. Sorry. Borrow.
Borrow. Yeah.
Use without copyright rules.
Just like you're borrowing me right now.
Right, exactly. I am borrowing you from traffic.
As long as my car doesn't get towed.
Yeah, all right. We'll let you out of here in a sec. Give me the two top forwards for the Montreal Canadiens. In this series,
I spent a lot of my preparation studying the Capitals. Uh-huh. We move into the Habs coming up Sunday night.
I like the fact that
you
at least know the nickname.
Attaboy.
Who's going to win tonight, Miami or Atlanta in Atlanta?
I mean, two teams that are in terrible situations.
Uh-huh.
Trae Young, another coach killer. I don't care who wins. I hope that we need to be rooting for the Grizzlies tonight so the Wizards can keep that second first round pick.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. That's the late game, obviously, against the Dallas Mavericks, who shocked, I think, a lot of people, right? And got the GM fired in Sacramento.
They're going to shock even more people this summer when they re-sign Kyrie Irving to a three-year extension and then trade for Kevin Durant and become the finals front-runner in the West next year.
Well, and then all of a sudden, everybody will love Nico Harrison, huh?
Well, that's the only thing Nico could do at this point is go get Kevin Durant. That would be the only thing that would help him save face.
I love it. My guy, the youngest in charge.
I mean, I'm just – we got someone new taming you. Metal Chris is now behind the glass with you.
I mean, you know,
you taming him?
Well, Mad Max decided to leave, right, and take another paycheck from Kevin Sheehan to, you know, like he's taken from the Rangers, the Mets, the Nationals, the Dodgers, all the teams that he's played for, right?
That's what he does.
Continuous paychecks. So Metal Chris was nice enough to step in and say, you know what, I don't want any more pay. I'm well compensated.
Oh, if you don't think that there are benefits on top of benefits being thrown to him because he's working with you 5 days a week.
I should also mention next week I'm doing 3 remotes for another show, so I won't be here for at least 3 days.
Well, insider baseball here.
I hear Linnell Willingham is available.
I don't have headphones. Yeah, I don't have headphones in right now, so I'm not supposed to be able to hear what's happening behind the
glass.
But
you can hear what Chris is saying.
You have the most barotoned man on the Eastern Seaboard. In the next studio.
Barrow-toned?
Barrow-toned.
Baritone.
Barrow.
It's not Mike Barrow. Baritone.
I mean.
Anyway.
You guys should see Chris Russell. You wait till we get the stream going. You look good, man.
No.
Your waistline is shrinking.
I don't know about
that. You and Grant Paulson are in a race to see who can melt the fastest.
I was just about to say, I mean, that is a fancy, snazzy shirt you're wearing. I mean, look at this.
I'm wearing my fancy jeans.
Look at this. Well, I wouldn't exactly call those fancy jeans.
Well, they're pretty fancy.
Bleach stains and cuts all over them.
I'm upset. I was supposed to be in D.C. all afternoon long. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, like, the biggest high school basketball showcase is happening at Care First Arena, the Jordan Brand Classic. Mm-hmm. A.J. DeBansta, Kyan Anthony, Darren Peterson.
Is that your guy? Not your guy, Cam Ward, right?
Well, Cam Ward from Largo is not playing in that game, no.
Okay.
But... you should get over there, man. He could be a wizard next year. A.J. DeBance, the BYU kid.
I've heard all about him.
He got paid a lot of money to go to BYU.
I was going to say, you would have to pay me about $10 million a year to go to BYU.
Well, I'm about to say, for all of... never mind. Anywho, what I was going to say, I know you had plenty of things to say rudely about Nico I and his parents probably and... the university, you probably blamed everyone but the NCAA, huh? I couldn't believe it. I almost called you when I saw the news come out. Because for once, you're actually right. I have completely changed my tune when it comes to NIL.
What? Wait,
and college
what?
Athletic.
What?
Well, shocker, right? See, you all get on me. When new information is presented, what type of uninformed maniac would I be to keep the same opinion? Ignorance is bliss, Chris Russell.
Mm.
Don't be ignorant.
So how have you... How have you changed your perspective?
Well,
I want to hear this.
Because...
Your global view on things.
I'm going to put a tariff on NIL. But, no.
You're right over there?
It's allergy season, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't make the big bucks like you, so my Zyrtec, right. I can't go Zyrtec. I got to settle for store brand.
You want me to buy you a bottle of Zyrtec? Is that what you're saying?
You can buy me a bottle of something else. We can have a good time.
Get a stallion to steal one.
I got some Russell's Reserve sitting in the in the cabinet that the DOC brought for me.
Russell's Reserve? Who? Yeah,
I might be hitting that up tonight.
Who knows, man? Yeah. But no, I think my tune has changed because I didn't think that something like this would happen.
Mm.
I didn't think that a guy... You have to think about how unique this situation is. He's getting bad advice, first and foremost. That's the problem. I think his father is all the mouthpiece for this thing.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have a sense of loyalty to a program after they've recruited you since you were a sophomore?
Sure.
Literally went to court, broke rules on your behalf, and then you claim that you want out? I don't think it's him. I think it's driven by the parents. This is the layer of this that maybe we underestimate. You don't know Nico's financial background. If they're a family, and it's not a shame to be that way, if you're cash-strapped and you're struggling financially, maybe having your parent being like your agent and your liaison is not the best thing because they're going to do what's best for the pockets, not what's best for you long-term.
Yeah, and I do understand some element of it, but I think that was my overall arching point about NIL and the transfer portal is a lot of people wanted these kids to have total freedom and to get paid whatever the market decided that they pay, which is kind of like the American way, capitalism, all that stuff, right? The problem is they didn't think of any of the downside, the problem, any of the problems, any of the issues, any of the just what you brought up, right? They didn't think about any of it, and they didn't care about any of it. They just wanted kids to get paid. And that was my problem all along. It wasn't, I didn't want kids to get paid. I just wanted it to be done in a fair and somewhat equitable system. And I know it's not always easy to have a fair and equitable system, but professional sports leagues have figured it out. That's where the NCAA has come in. Everybody has screwed up. Everyone has screwed up from A to Z, soup to nuts, and everything in between. Okay? Everyone has screwed up. So to that point. All right, real quickly before I let you out of here. So yesterday.
Just relax.
I don't know what you guys talked about in this vein today because I was busy doing some stuff, so I didn't hear you talk about it. The deal that is inching closer to returning to RFK that actually has some financial specifics in
yes.
it now. How much, because you have been a...
No. Say it correctly. You have been the advocate. The guy. I was the only guy in this entire market that had the stones to challenge the ownership group to not just leave their mark from a football standpoint, leave your mark as a philanthropist. Leave your mark as someone that's going to be a stewardess for the tri-state area that you've got a football team in. Stewardess, same thing. Not really. I get it. But, yes... I love that they're paying for it. You all thought that, DC would have to fork over all this money. They have 21 limited partners. If they can't fork up $2.5 billion, then they got a problem.
I will give you credit. That's something that you've been driving.
Thing.
But you have also been driving the other narrative, which is the city of DC should not...
be footing the bill. No.
Be front and center in terms of a financial investment over affordable housing.
Right.
Parkland, capital infrastructure, all of that. Do you have a problem with the fact that they are right now, reportedly, mm-hmm. and Phil Mendelson did basically confirm this, at least $856 million as part of this project?
So my thing is this, right? Some sort of investment was going to be made into that development over there,
sure.
right? Now at least... you have a better shot of getting a return on your investment based on how little you're giving up compared to what you were going to be asked to give up before.
All right,
that,
that's
to
fair.
Me, is where this whole changes.
That's
whole
fair,
changes
because I
me.
Thought they were going to have to, and I said this yesterday, yeah. and so, again, it seems like we're kind of sort of on the same page here. I said I was shocked.
So
that,
was I.
You
we're not.
And yet Phil Mendelson is saying it's still too much, right? So I don't know how much political football that is. I'm sure a lot of it is. Yeah. But the point being is I was surprised that the price tag was that low and that the investment was that high from Josh Harris. Now, he is getting that land for free, and he is getting the rights to develop that land, right. which means 365 days a year in an entertainment district, however they decide to do that. And that entertainment district, which brings in the money, yeah. is probably more important than a daily facility, too. Probably more important than a daily facility.
I think you
on that property.
I think you have hit on that more than anybody else that I've listened to, because it honestly slips my mind that, like, it's probably not the best that they're out in Ashburn.
No.
But here's my other thing.
Mike Shanahan used to hate.
But Chris, where the hell are you going to put them? I don't want them in crime-ridden D.C.
I know.
I want them as far away from here as possible.
Well, the idea that I've come up with eventually...
I'm going to be in Debo Samuel's section tonight at a Club Abigail. He's having his welcome home section at doing his U Street tour tonight.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
And you're going?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like the special VIP guest.
The host.
You know?
The host is with the most.
And then we were just going to hear about Debo Samuel and how he's going to have 1,900 yards
though?
Receiving.
Can I tell you this, though? I wouldn't say 1,900. I don't advise people to bet.
Some would say he's got 19 problems.
Well, he's got one problem now because he's just number one.
Yeah.
But if you can find this somewhere, listening audience out there, you listen to me because I make you smarter, I know. If you can find odds on Debo Samuel, Offensive Player of the Year, put $5 on it. Every time I wake up, I flip back and forth. It's either Jaden Daniels MVP or Debo Samuel, Offensive Player of the Year. I watched the Falcons game last night. I got goosebumps watching the kid play, talking about our quarterback. And as we're 6 days away from the draft, we're getting closer to adding talent. If they knock the draft out of the park the way I think that they will, you might as well buy me my ticket. Buy me my Super Bowl ticket. And we'll get to go this time. I'll leave it on that note.
I was going to say, that subject sticks out like a sore thumb, you know? It does. Maybe I should change my name to Darius Dameron.
Well, I'm Darius Dameron.
That's true. You'd probably fit the mold a little bit better. Love you, man.
Yeah, have a good rest of your show, man. I'll be listening in traffic.
You're a gigantic thorn in my side at times, but you know I love you.
Did you see the needle? It moved.
Have fun sitting in traffic on a Friday afternoon of spring break week. All right. Wanted to get through that. That is Liddell Willing, the youngest in charge. He's always entertaining, and he's always polarizing, and he's always controversial, and he is creative. So just wanted to make sure we bring that. When we return on the other side, I want to get into this two selections for every first rounder thing from ESPN that I touched on earlier. I want to get back into the draft and spend some time. Byron Saxton, WWE, Burke, Virginia native, huge Commanders fan, and in Las Vegas for WrestleMania 41, will join us at 3 o'clock on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
All right, 23 minutes after the hour, almost halfway home on a Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us. I want to get to this. By the way, again, Byron Saxton, WWE from Las Vegas, WrestleMania, will join us at 3 o'clock. AP, we'll get to you in a sec. Just hang on. So Matt Miller and Jordan Reed of ESPN, not that Jordan Reed, the tight end. Nope. That Jordan Reed works for ESPN. So they did a prospect that would fill every team's biggest positional need, and then a prospect who would give each team basically maximum value and satisfy a best player available approach while factoring in positional value. They could not make repeat picks, so each selection, of course, so on and so forth. Now, for the Washington Commanders, Matt Miller went with, again, the pick that fills a big need. Trevion Henderson from Ohio State said, trading for left tackle Laremy Tunsil and wide receiver Deebo Samuel took care of two big needs, but Washington is still missing a true game changer at running back. Henderson has elite hands to catch passes from Jaden Daniels, and his big play ability is something this unit lacks. I mean, it's hard to disagree with they need somebody with some pizzazz. The problem for me is Trevion Henderson, at least down the stretch during the most critical stretch of the Ohio State season, you know, wasn't, again, a primary ball carrier, and really was eclipsed by the other kid in terms of overall impact. So I do wonder if that's a stretch. I would feel better about Trevion Henderson in the second round, but I understand. And then Reed's pick that gets the best value, and this is really interesting. It's Shamar Stewart, the edge from Texas A&M, who Linnell Willingham hates, by the way. I should have seen this and asked him about it before. He said, Stewart ranks number 28 on my board. He's one of the most polarizing prospects in the class because he only had 1.5 sacks last season despite having athletic traits that popped out at the combine. Washington could be willing to take a risk here because of his immense potential. So Craig Hoffman asked me the other day, actually Anthony Haney asked me the other day on behalf of Craig Hoffman to do a who's your guy at 29 kind of vignette thing. I don't know if they played it already or not. I'm not sure, so I hope I'm not ruining the bit or the segment. But I picked Shamar Stewart because I thought he had a pretty good chance of being there as opposed to some of the other edge guys. And I think he's really underrated and undervalued. I think the plus people are going to say, well, he popped out at the combine. He had this and he had that and he had this and he had that. And the negative people are going to say, well, he didn't put up production. I don't know, man. I watched some of the tape, and I saw a pretty damn good football player. And I went over a bunch of the things that jumped out at me in tape cut-ups the other day. I'll go over it again when we have time. But the bottom line is if you think Shamar Stewart is just a workout warrior or a guy that only is going to get a sack, maybe two a year, I think you're sorely mistaken on both of those ends. I don't know if he's going to be great. I don't know if he's going to be awesome. I don't know if it's going to be best pick, best value, what have you. I know this. I'm not dumb. I don't get it all right. Shamar Stewart jumped out at me. Now, so did Ezeraku. So did Mike Green. So did James Pierce. I just don't think those guys are going to be available. Stewart, because of the lack of quantifiable production, could be, might be, perhaps will be. So, interesting. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy AP. Now, Chris, remember, AP is going to do his bit here where he might drop down an octave, and he's there. He can hear us, right? If I can pull him up right here. AP, go right ahead.
I'm leaving.
Yes.
Chris Russell.
AP.
Acknowledge me!
One's in the air. WrestleMania weekend, baby.
I mean, how not appropriate for me not to have sounded off with our tribal chief.
I know. It's okay.
Roman Reigns.
It's okay.
It was the Pat McAfee show.
Yes, I heard about that. I didn't see it. The OTC forgives you, and he will be in full effect Saturday night in the main event.
Look, he was on there. Stone Cold was on there. Triple H, like, yeah, it was crazy.
I might have to.
I might have to actually tune in.
There you go. I did see it. I didn't hear it because I'm obviously doing the show. But you know, my guy Byron Saxton is coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
and I'll give you a disclaimer about myself because I'm more so prone to being a old school wrestling, like, you know, more so the Attitude Era. Like, that was my favorite part of wrestling.
Understood.
And I mean, I'm more of a casual wrestling fan now, where I'll tune in occasionally. But I might actually tune in for WrestleMania this weekend.
Attaboy.
I just might.
Attaboy.
And real quick, before I touch on the topic that was early in the show, I'm actually going to game one on Monday. In case I don't get to call you on Monday.
Yes.
I am going to be in attendance for the game.
Attaboy.
I had to go ahead and treat myself.
Attaboy.
Yes, sir.
You know, make sure we get a hold of each other, and I'll try and come by and say hello either before the game or whatever. So we'll figure that out.
Oh, yeah. I'll be leaving right after work. So okay. I'll be leaving for me. So I'll definitely try to catch up with you.
All right. Sounds good.
But as far as the topic goes, just so I can be coachable here and get back on topic.
That's okay.
You know, I agree with most of the callers, especially Sabah, just as far as how this name was sprung on us. Because, I mean, let's face it, with the name in general, there are those who are going to be happy and then there are those who are not going to be happy. Regardless of whatever name we've gotten, like we would have gotten, there are still going to be fans that are going to be unhappy because, obviously, we're changing the name. Then there were fans who didn't really like having the name Redskins because of, you know, the Native American, you know, tribes, not all the tribes, but select tribes that were offended. And again, you can't make everybody happy. That's the bottom line. You can't make everybody happy. Like, there were Native American tribes protesting outside of our stadium. Like, there was a time where they basically camped out for, like, I think 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, just voicing their frustrations of the name. So, again, it wasn't that big of a deal then because it wasn't that polarizing. But then, obviously, 2020, with everything that happened, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and just all the, you know, things that were happening politically. And then, you know, the way things transpired as far as, I forgot her name, but she's a congresswoman. And how they had the blackout and how, you know, the Redskins at the time posted the blackout picture on their profile pic.
Yeah, Eleanor Holmes Norton, I think it was.
No, not Eleanor Holmes Norton. She's out of New York. I forgot her name.
I'm not.
Starts
remember.
With a C, but
okay.
Cortez. I think that's her name, Cortez. But she said, change your name. And then that trended, like millions trended. And, you know, obviously with Daniel Snyder and his practices with his partners, like, it was all just a domino effect. And then how the name was brought out, like, Good Morning America, like, that was a whole debacle in itself. Like, there was no, like, whoever was a part of planning and just the overall unveiling of the name, like, we were just a reflection of not getting things right. Like, before the name was even revealed, we knew what it was because the news chopper 4 flew by the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't properly block out the windows. So, again, like, it was just a laughable it was leading up to what ultimately happened in Daniel Snyder being removed. I mean, yeah, he removed by getting paid, but bottom line, this name is forever going to be linked to Daniel Snyder because of how it was unveiled, because the fans weren't involved. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, we're going to get your input. Fans are what makes this thing happen.
Yeah.
If all the fans got together and said, we're not coming to the game anymore, and yes, we do love our team, but if we were all to just get together and say, we're not coming anymore.
Oh, they would change the name.
A big chunk.
Yeah, they would change the name then.
That, I mean, exactly. Yeah. That's a big chunk of what's going into the pockets of these owners. But
no doubt.
I'm not going to top the line.
Appreciate you, AP. We'll try and get together on Monday before the game or whenever we can. All right, good to hear from you. Have a good weekend, brother. Appreciate it. All right, time for a trending alert. We have breaking news from the world of Major League Baseball that has a little something to do with the Washington Nationals. We'll do that right here, right now. All right, so the Nationals were scheduled to be in Denver tonight against the Colorado Rockies, but a blizzard, and I mean a blizzard, in Denver and at Coors Field has postponed the game already 6 hours or so before scheduled first pitch. It's expected to be made up as a doubleheader on Sunday. So the Nationals and the Rockies already postponed. That should mean Mackenzie Gore slides into tomorrow's start as he was scheduled to start tonight. Meanwhile, Chicago Cubs ace pitcher Justin Steele undergoing surgery on his elbow, and he will be lost for a period of time for the Cubs. Certainly not good news for them. He even will miss the rest of the season after having reconstructive elbow surgery. Again, he was an all-star just a couple years ago, finished fifth in the NL Cy Young Award in 2023. Meanwhile, tonight, a couple of NBA play-in games, the final play-in games. It's the Miami Heat visiting the Atlanta Hawks at 7 o'clock, followed by Dallas in Memphis as the nightcap. And if Memphis wins tonight, then the Wizards get their second first-round pick. And that's what's trending.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, once again, coming up 3 o'clock from Las Vegas, my guy, WWE host, TV interviewer, personality, Byron Saxton, Burke, Virginia native, big Commanders fan, going to join us from WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas. And, of course, you can check out Friday Night SmackDown tonight, which Byron is a big part of on USA Network starting at 8 o'clock. You got the Hall of Fame ceremony late tonight, and then two nights of WrestleMania and everything in between. All right, on Peacock and all that good stuff. So, you know, we love wrestling. But we're going to do our best to promote it. Now, the radio program on this Friday is brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know? A vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland. The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. How about that? mdautotheft.org is how you can check out more for sure. All right. And as we've told you about, you know, many times over the last couple of weeks and really need your help. And I just want to make sure that you guys know about it because it's so important to me and it's for such a great cause. Next Saturday, the Best Buddies Friendship Walk, the leading walk in the country supporting inclusion for people with intellectual and development disabilities, is on. Next Saturday, April 26th, day 3 of the NFL draft on the National Mall. Come and join us. You can register now You can register walking up to the event if you can't make that commitment so that we can get the money and the resources you need to fund all of the programs that Best Buddies puts on. Join us and the Inclusion Revolution at bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/washdc. Registration is free. And also, again, you can help support Team 980 and Odyssey DC by donating by simply going to bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org and going to the Team 980 page where we've reached our goal, but quite honestly, we need to do a lot better. I got to sick my guy, Athan, who's a really good agent, because he'll get some shake and movement. He raised a bunch of money last Sunday. So please come out. Oh, and by the way, Sam Cosmi will be there from the Washington Commanders in our Team 980 tent at the walk, signing autographs, taking pictures, chatting it up with you as he recovers from a torn ACL. So you have all of that. All right, let's get to... So what do you guys make of, like, I know the name Shamar Stewart probably is somewhat foreign to people, but what you need to know is, again, the hype, good and bad, is workout freak, workout warrior. You know how much they, emphasized those RAS, those athletic scores last year, right? You know that people fall in love with traits, as opposed to production. And you also know, or should know, that Shamar Stewart is one of those guys that people are scratching their head and saying, how? Why is that happening? And there's lots of reasons potentially for it. But if you can get him at 29, and listen, I understand the first goal is going to be to trade back. And so that might blow this whole thing up. But if you can get him at 29, you should. I think that would be good value. And so does Jordan Reed. He had him ranked as 28 on his board from ESPN. The pick is at 29. If you can get him lower than that, great. Great. But that's the point, right? You're trying to get value. You're trying to match up positional need, all of that. Also, what do you guys think of Trevion Henderson? This team desperately needs a jolt of speed and athleticism. No offense to Austin Ekeler. I mean, Austin Ekeler has that. He does. But he's got 1 year left on his contract, and he missed 5 games last year. I think he maybe could have come back earlier than he did for the regular season finale. I think that was more of a roster machination thing. I don't know that. But they need somebody with speed, sizzle, and pop because they don't have that that's healthy, right? That's healthy. Or that doesn't have an extensive injury history. And right now, unfortunately, if we're being honest, right, and that's what we strive to be, right now, Austin Ekeler can't really be trusted to stay healthy. Brian Robinson doesn't have that speed, that wiggle, that explosion. Couldn't stay healthy. Trevion Henderson has that breakaway speed. He's not the biggest dude in the world. He's not the best pass protector, but he has speed. And I think he's going to be a good receiver out of the backfield. I don't know if he's going to be, again, a guy that you just want to bang like a battering ram. But, I mean, if we're being honest, except for when Brian Robinson was really healthy, and that was few and far between as the season went along, was that what Cliff Kingsbury did anyway? Not really. So what do you think of those two picks? If that's if it came down to one or the other, I would assume most people would take Trevion Henderson. But do you do that at the expense of a pass-rushing defensive end who, again, has some of those explosive traits, if not a lot of those explosive traits that teams are looking for, and that the tape that I've seen, shows much better production than what the statistics, the raw statistics say. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go back to the phones and say hello to Jonesy here before the timeout. What's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
What's shaking, Jonesy?
Hey, listen up. I heard a lot of what Sabah had to say, and even Double A. Shout out to the both of them. And I agree with the both of them, to be honest with you. Yeah, we did have our name ripped and stripped from us and whatever have you. And, yes, it was about the money. It was pretty much not too much as about for what they made it out to be as far as, the Native American complainers and things of that nature. It was more about the money because I remember hearing about Pepsi pulling out and a few other big-time names, even FedEx pulling out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, FedEx and the war between Fred Smith and Dan Snyder is really what started the genesis of all that.
Indeed. So, I mean, even if we couldn't get the name back, I was cool with, at least recovering the logo. Because the logo was cool, man. I got to admit, And with that said, I ain't too cool with the commander's name. Even though, hey, and ride with it, at least you have a name. And it was more than just being the Washington football team, which to me was kind of on a generic side. Just being called Washington football team. The only team in the NFL without a name. Come on, man. We had to do better than that. So we got something. So something, in my personal opinion, is better than nothing. But we can do better than Commanders. And it's going to be a while. But I feel as though if we somehow win a championship with that name, hey, we balled and chained with that name. It's not going anywhere. So that's me. And I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. So, yes, we have plenty of things to sit here and say, what do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about? Yes, there you go. Washington, D.C., what do you want to talk about?
Thank you. I want to talk about.
Thank you, my guy, Jonesy.
It's going to be an awesome 2 days.
This is the question that I ask myself every day when I wake up. Washington, D.C., what do you want to talk about? Because I don't know sometimes. I got to make it up. I got to see what pasta sticks to the wall. Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Enjoy, brother. Thank you. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Yeah, occasionally we play the Cody Rhodes, Washington, D.C. What do you want to talk about? Because that is the question on my mind every morning. How do I make this radio show different than yesterday? How do I make it entertaining? Because some of you hate me. Some of you love me. That's fine. Some of you deal with me. But my job every day is to be as informative and as entertaining and as, I feel, as different from not only other radio shows, which I think we safely accomplish, but also as different from day to day as we possibly can be. Right? I don't want to beat just topic after topic after topic into the ground. And some of you might be thinking, well, wait a second. You just keep talking about the name. Again, the name came up yesterday as part of a comparison to, hey, man, let's salute Josh Harris for doing what's right. He decided not to change the name of the organization again, for a fourth time in like four years. Again, when everyone was convinced that he was going to. I mean, there were people parading around this radio station the day that he had his introductory press conference that was like, oh, my God, oh, they're going to change the name. They're going to change the name. They're going to change the name. There was never even a strong consideration.
He did, I think, at one of the press conferences slip and call them the Redskins at one point. That caused a lot of early.
Right. But Chris, he grew up a Redskins fan, right? I mean, there's plenty of times I slip and call them the Redskins.
I get it.
I mean, and oh, by the way, again, I understand that's a very polarizing name. But to me,
I sometimes still call the Rangers the Senators.
Yeah. But to me, it's just it's a football team name, but whatever. Maybe I am beating the name game into the ground. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to explore why we are still dealing with this. And again, it came from what I thought was an innocuous comment, which was to praise Josh Harris and say, hey, man, good job. I'm glad you chose this to fix and to make your legacy as opposed to the name. And that's how it came about. So it wasn't anything negative. It wasn't trying to stir the pot. It wasn't anything like that. on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. See, Chris, now this is music you and I can get together on.
This is actually my daughter's favorite song.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. The how many things you live on a
how
bar.
Many times have you sung this to her?
I sing it to her like every night.
Okay.
Yeah, before bed. Like, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of times.
So would you guess, would you be, it's probably very unfair, but I now suddenly care about this. Would you be willing to take a shot at what this old man used to sing to his kids? There were two good night songs that I used
like
to sing to my
songs,
kids.
Right? Like not just like,
well, they're oldies now.
Yeah, yeah,
they're,
but not like
very well known
rhymes or
something. Yeah, no. Very well known. You know, like very well known accomplished hits and songs.
I don't know. See, you're a big Eagles fan, so I'm going to bet it wouldn't be Hotel California. Maybe Take It Easy. Would you do something from Take It Easy? Something like that's a good wind down song.
Yeah,
right?
They play that every night, when I've been at Capital One Arena as and they played it at Nats Park as well after the season opener. You know, kind of like a hit the road song. No, that's not. It's a good guess. I'm going to help you out. One, Build Me Up Buttercup.
All right.
Was that, you know that
Turtles,
song?
I think, right?
I think so, yep. And two, Good Night, Sweetheart. Don't know
like
that song?
Old country song I've ever
heard. No. It's very not country.
Yeah.
It's
it sounds like very, something Dolly would sing.
It's basically doo-wop kind of music, old man type of music.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I grew up on both of those.
Kind of like bubblegum era?
Yeah, I mean, just the Motown, you know, kind of doo-wop era of you know, the 60s and all that stuff. Again, remember, I'm an old man. Those two songs, I mean, they loved. And then they also loved Hey There, Delilah, which makes no sense.
All right.
It's just three songs that, you know, are very synonymous with their childhood and their ascent into adulthood.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love that you sing. Seriously, I say this with all due respect. I love that you sing Sweet Child of Mine. To your daughter.
Yeah, well, I let her pick because sometimes there's another song she might have heard somewhere, whatever. You know, they both love the Hot to Go song by Chapel Roan, for example. Not a good bedtime song, but,
right.
You know, but I always let her pick, and it's 99% of the time she wants to hear Sweet Child of Mine.
That's perfect. That's perfect. All right, we wrap up the 2 o'clock hour this way. We will send it into break, and when we return, we're going to have a great conversation with noted Commanders fan. And Florida Gators Chomp Chomp fan and alum. And Burke, Virginia native, Byron Saxton, my guy, from Burke, Virginia. He is in Las Vegas for WrestleMania 41. You can watch him tonight and all weekend on USA and Peacock. That's next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.